Now, a story about fakery in federal documents concerning the proposed nuclear waste site at Yucca Mountain in Nevada. The Secretary of Energy, Samuel Bodman, disclosed yesterday that emails written by an employee of the U.S. Geological Survey indicated that the employee had fabricated documentation of his work in preparing for a federal license application. Reporter Matthew Wald has written about this in the New York Times. Welcome back, Matt Wald.
Thank you, Robert.
What was the application in question?
The Department of Energy wants to build the repository, is building the repository, cannot open it unless it gets a license. It has to apply for a license to a different agency, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Congress set this up as a kind of quality control mechanism.
And what do we know about the emails and what they say or indicate about fabrication?
Well, a key part of the application is describing how long the repository will stay intact, how long until the containers break down and the stuff leaks out. And the main mechanism for leaks is water. Rainwater percolates down into the repository, causes rust, contaminates the groundwater, carries traces off-site. The employee was working on computer models, how much water will flow through and what will the effect be in 100 years, 1,000 years, 100,000 years, 500,000 years. The part he fabricated has not been precisely described, but it's information concerning how the models were developed, who worked on the models, what their qualifications were, that nature of things.
Now, this is something, an application prepared by the Department of Energy,
right,
to be viewed by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Right, which will sit as a court and decide whether the application should be granted.
A friendly relationship between sister agencies?
Sort of. The Department of Energy and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission are both descended from the Atomic Energy Commission, which existed from the late 40s, soon after development of the atom bomb, until the 70s. And they split off these two departments so that the Energy Department could promote nuclear power and the NRC could be an impartial regulator.
Well, is this particular story and the disclosure by the Secretary of Energy that indeed the Department of Energy sees indication of fabrication here, is that likely to set back the DOE's efforts to make Yucca Mountain the site of the nation's main nuclear waste storage site?
It could be really serious. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has been known to destroy large projects because their quality control was no good. In addition, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has gotten really adamant in cases where it's a construction project and the thing that you don't know about, that you have doubts about now, is under tons of concrete. In this case, the thing we don't know about and have doubts about is a computer model. You can go back and revalidate the model, but it means you can't trust the work that's been done so far.
This is a project where when you say how secure will it be in 10,000, 50,000, 500,000 years? This is a site where actually signs have been designed by anthropologists so that we can assume they might have to be read by people who don't use any language that we know.
That's right. It's unimaginably long. And one of the disputes now is how long should the standards last? The standard was supposed to be 10,000 years. The courts came along and said, no, that's not what Congress meant. The standard has to be hundreds of thousands of years. And as you can imagine, you can't build it and see how it works and then decide how to license it. You've got to have computer projections.
In the short term, does this mean that Yucca Mountain might be deferred by a year or two?
Yucca is in serious schedule problems anyway. It was supposed to open in 98. Then it was going to be 2010. Last I heard, people on the inside said 2015, people on the outside said 2017. I'd guess sometime between 2017 and never. It's really not a done deal. It's uncertain at this point.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Robert.
Matthew Wald writes about energy and also transportation for the New York Times.